Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Luke chapter 12, where I read for you again these words of our Lord. Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. It's all vapor. It's all meaningless. Thus, God led Solomon to discern about striving after material and earthly things. And it's true. You spend your life working like mad, working your fingers to the bone, and for what? Your wealth, your possessions will not keep you from the grave. All the stuff that you acquire won't do you any good once you die. And when that day comes, and it will unless Christ returns first, everything you labored for will go to someone else. And as Solomon says, who knows whether he will be wise or a fool? It's all vanity. And that's what Jesus shows so well in his parable. A rich man's land produced a bumper crop. And instead of thanking God for such a bounty, instead of using his prosperity to help someone else, his own family or the poor in the community, he is totally turned in on himself and concerned only for himself. Listen to the language he uses. My crops, my barns, my goods, what shall I do? This is what I'll do. I'll do this. I'll do that. And since there were no storage lockers or grain elevators for him to rent, he planned to tear down his barns and build bigger ones to store the abundant grain and his goods. So he was going to retire and take it easy and eat, drink, and be merry. What he didn't plan on was dying. He thought he was in control of his life. He believed that he alone was responsible for his good fortune. He thought he had it made in the shade. He had, in effect, made gods of himself and his goods. And for his deliberate failure to trust in God, God calls him a fool. He was not rich toward God. And that very night, his soul was required of him. That very night, he would die, still in his sins and without his goods. And for what? What good did all his possessions do for him then? None at all. He left it all behind. Now, before you shake your head or cluck your tongue at this man, know this. Not one of us escapes from God's word today. We all get caught up in the vanity of this world. We all treasure our stuff, however much or little we may have. We all have our prized possessions. For some, it's a collection of some kind, or their house, car, truck, cell phone, or other gadget or electronic device. For others, like pastors, it's often our books. For still others, it may be their retirement account. The truth is, we often value our possessions more than anything else, even more than we do God or others. And you know it's true. Furthermore, we often think things would be better if we only had more. More money or whatever else. And why is that? Quite frankly, we're not content with what God has given us. To be sure, some desire more money because they need to pay the rent and put food on the table. Or maybe just to get a little breathing room under their financial burden. But still, Jesus warns us, take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And why is covetousness so bad? Because it's idolatry. It's putting our trust in things rather than in God. Now, there's certainly nothing wrong with having things. They are gifts from God, after all, and should be received with thanksgiving. But you see, if our lives are nothing but striving to collect the things of this world, it's all vanity. It's all worthless. If everything we think, say, and do is directed primarily toward attaining more of this world's treasures, if we trust in our possessions for our security or hoard them only for ourselves, if we don't help our neighbor in his need, or, dare I say, give generously and sacrificially to the church for God's work, then we are not rich toward God and are therefore a fool. Repent, beloved. Repent of your selfishness. Repent of your covetousness and idolatry. Repent of your chasing after the worldly wind. For your life does not consist in the abundance of your possessions. Instead, your life consists in being possessed by God. How so? Your life is hidden with Christ in God. After all, Jesus gave up his riches in heaven to become poor so that we could become rich. He left his throne of glory to die on the cross so your sins would be forgiven. And when you become God's child in baptism, you became one who pleases him. Your life is found in Christ, for in him we live and move and have our being. Yes, God has given us life in and through Christ. And he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? And thus, He gives us wisdom, knowledge, and happiness, as Solomon says. He gives us food and drink and satisfaction with our work. Indeed, such satisfaction comes only from God as we realize more and more what He has done for us in Christ. And as we seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God, we find true happiness and true joy. For when our true treasure is in heaven, our hearts will be there too. No, our life does not consist in the abundance of our possessions. Thus, St. Paul told Timothy, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, not to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life." That's the key thought for today. And even if you don't think you're rich, these words still apply to you. For all that you are and all that you have are gifts from God. Your identity is not your stuff, but it is in being a child of God in Christ. He gives you this day and every day your daily bread. And sometimes in such abundance, you don't know what to do with it all. And yet, our true riches are in heaven. For all that is our Lord's is yours. He so wants you to be rich toward Him that He gives you the greatest treasure of all, the greatest riches, forgiveness of sins, eternal life, and salvation. He sends you His Holy Spirit to work in you saving faith in Christ Jesus. It is this gift of faith that enables us to receive with thanksgiving the gifts He gives us in His Word and sacraments. This is how your Heavenly Father makes you rich toward Him. He poured out His only begotten Son on the cross. He who was rich became poor for your sake. Christ, who by a word created the heavens and the earth, became as nothing for us. Jesus poured out His lifeblood to fill your cup, even past the point at which your cup runs over. Jesus Christ died for you to win the forgiveness you cannot earn. God demanded the soul of His beloved Son for you on Good Friday. And His Son said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." And since the Father has given His Son and given you life, He also gives you so much more. He gives you everything that has to do with the support and needs of the body, such as food, drink, clothing, shoes, house, home, lands, animals, money, goods, a devout husband or wife, devout children, devout workers, devout and faithful rulers, good government, good weather, peace, health, self-control, good reputation, good friends, faithful neighbors, and the like. God also gives us His Holy Spirit to lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. God has blessed us richly with His temporal gifts to us. And even if the devil and the world take these away from us, we are still rich, for our Lord has showered on us His eternal gifts. So, to lay up treasure in heaven is to continually receive with thanksgiving all that our Lord gives, especially in those things you need for the welfare of your soul, through the forgiveness of sins given in holy absolution, through the word which is read and preached in your hearing, in the body and blood of your Lord Jesus. God makes you rich toward Him and rich unto salvation. He gives you true riches which last forever when Christ, who is our life, appears. Then you also will appear with Him in glory. Because of this promise, when God requires your soul, you will not hear, "You fool," but rather, "Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." Thus it will be for those who are rich toward Him, those who are possessed by Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.